Blog Talk Radio.
Get your blood pumping, get your mood elevated, get your dancing bones working, get your legs uncurled from the chair, you know, because you don't want to be all tied up if you want to start moving some of this music. And believe me, you're going to want to. Yes, you are. And to prove it, here is Rod Stewart. Tonight's the night.
Thank you.
stop this tide. Spread your wings and let me come inside. Come tonight, tonight. Gonna be alright. Cause I love a girl. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now. Inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old. Tonight, tonight, it's gonna be
dire maman.
Oh, yeah. Remember, tonight's the night. You know what? I'm going to play one for Shauna. Oh, yeah. This is to give her a little self-confidence, give her a little, okay, yeah, this is how you're feeling, but it's okay. You don't have to. We'll just dance it out of you. It's all right, honey. This is Elvis, All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
There you go, Donna. Now the song did it for you, so you can calm down, honey. It's gonna be all right. You're going to do fine. Okay? Now, these songs so far have just been me going randomly saying, that would be good, that would be good, that would be good. Now we're going to get into the songs that he sent me today. Okay? So this is Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Man, I tell you, that guy tells a story better than anybody else, you know? And that's why they call him the storyteller, isn't it? I started hearing him do things when I was like 10 years old or something, maybe younger, but it always makes you stop and you listen because he's going to do something you think about, you know? Teddy Bear. There's a tearjerker for you. Red Sylvain did Teddy Bear. You explore a little bit about everything he did, because every one of the pieces that he did is going to touch your heart, and a lot of them are going to make you cry, but it's worth it because they're so good. And here's another good one that I got today. Bobby Goldsboro. Now, do y'all remember Bobby Goldsboro? Man, I do. You remember that show, Here Come the Brides, that took place on Bridalveil Mountain in Seattle? And it was about a shipment of mail order brides that came over. And they had to be eligible for marriage, you know. And that's basically what the whole show was about. That was the main theme, along with the timber and the lakes and the Indians and all that other stuff that was going on back in Seattle at that point in time. But Bobby Goldsboro was the youngest brother. There are three brothers. He was the youngest brother. And that actually was not the first time I've heard of Bobby Goldsboro, because he came up with a couple of songs before that. So when he was in that show, the name triggered. So, of course, being a little teeny bopper, you pay more attention, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. It's just a teeny bopper girl thing. You just... Anyway, this is Bobby Goldsboro.
Roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean, Jean, Jean. You're young and alive, come out of your half-dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home my way, till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean, you're young and alive, come out of your half dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come in to my arms, Bonnie Jean.
Okay, I had it pointed out to me that I was wrong. Yeah, like that's a surprise. Anyway, that was Bobby Sherman that was on Here Come the Brides. And this song was written by Rod McEwen for the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. And I love Rod McEwen stuff. That is poems that he writes and then puts to music. And like the one he did about his cat, oh my gosh, has me crying every time I hear that. It's like, I don't want to be sad. I can't listen to that right now. But, oh, it's wonderful. Rod McEwen is so good. And I do apologize for getting that wrong. It was Bobby Sherman. You're right, Victoria. Someday I'll adjust my brain and it'll stick. Then again, maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes it just... The stickum is worn out. I need some new stuff, you know. It's like that steel trap that used to be my brain. It just rusted away. It's gone. So I need some new stickum, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm falling apart at the seams. It's the humidity here. Yeah. It's the humidity. I got to blame it on something. Might as well be that, right? Okay. Another one we got. And I have never heard these ladies live in concert. Celtic Women, I heard three times in Phoenix. I did, and they're wonderful. This is a completely different group, so they changed the name. It's now called Celtic Ladies, okay? I know it's just spelled C-E-L, but it's Celtic because it's from the Celts. It's Irish. So you got to roll with the punches, kids. Anyway, this is Celtic Ladies. I was sent this today as well. It's called Green Sleeves. I always liked that. That's been around since I was little. You know, believe me, that's a long time. Anyway, hey guys, you know what? This is so awesome. I figured out, remember when my screen was going like a slot machine? Roly, 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 and not settling down and just causing me all kinds of headaches. I figured it out. Well, dipstick brain me laid my phone down on my control button on my keyboard because it's right there on the corner, and I lay my phone down so I can have both hands to type with, and I laid that puppy down on my control button. My computer didn't like that, but I figured it out. So now I make very sure if I lay my phone down there, I don't lay it on that control button because that's when I get a problem. But I also figured out when it's doing that scrolly, scrolly, scrolly thing, if I just open a new window, it'll open it and I'll have a regular studio screen. So there's ways to handle it. there's ways to handle it. And it's like, yeah, right, okay. Anyway, let's have some more fun, because he sent me another Elvis song. He sent me a few, what, three, four Elvis songs? Whatever it is. Anyway, it's wonderful. And I have a whole bunch more, so I can fall back on those when I want to. But right now, I was going to play Tina Turner's version, but then he sent me this version, and it's like, hey, okay, I can change those horses. That's fine. No, I got no problem with that. So from March 31st of 1972, here is Elvis doing A Proud Mary.
It's a good home in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worried about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on a river. Ain't a lot of place I remember. Pumped a lot of pain down at New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on the river boat queen. I'm gonna be queen.
For you a little bit so you can breathe and get some oxygen, because you're going to need those muscles again, and without oxygen it ain't going to work. So here is The Weeknd. It's like weekend without the last E before the N-D. Why they did that, I don't know, because you're sitting here going, how do you pronounce that? And then you just say, oh, fui on it. Weeknd looks, that looks good. So, okay, here we are, and the song they're going to do is Save Your Tears.
Falling from your eyes, I don't know why.
Yeah, they needed to quit clapping or their hands were going to fall off. But anyway, you know, that is very satisfying feeling when people liked it that much. That's really good for them to do. I love that. Okay, and that was a song that I'd never heard before, but that was a good old-style rock and roll song. I like that. Now we have one that is really old style. Okay. Roy Orbison wrote it, and then he recorded it, and then the Everly Brothers recorded it. Or was that the other way around for the recording? I don't remember. But anyway, they both recorded it. Roy Orbison wrote it. Now we're going to hear Cheryl Nielsen sing it. Now, did you guys remember Cheryl Nielsen, right? He was the 6'5" high tenor backup for Elvis. But that high voice should never come out of that tall dude, but it did. And it was beautiful. Anyway, here is Cheryl singing Dream Baby.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream? Dream, baby, got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Time to
one that I don't remember ever hearing, especially these two much together. This is a medley with, it starts out with a home recording of I've Been Blue and goes into Blue River. Blue River's not a home recording, but so they've got two opposite poles put together in this medley. It works. It just flat out works. So here's another first from Elvis.
Where, oh, where are you? Tell me, where are you? Where?
Good music here. Do you guys remember the name Raul Donner? Raul Donner? Raul Donner? I don't know how he pronounced it, but do you remember that name? He used to do demo CDs for Elvis. You know, demo songs. Here's one. Do this. And he could sound a lot like Elvis when he wanted to. You know, Raul Donner. Well, I have a song that he sent me from Raul Donner because he did songs and released him as himself as well. So he wasn't just a flunky. Where did that come from? I have no idea. Never mind. I didn't say it. Okay, here is a song called You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. I never knew how lonely loneliness could be. And now I need you, dear,
as you once needed me.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So now if you come to this lonely heart you own, I'd give you all my loving like you've never known. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say, 'cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. And believe it or not, guys, I do have 5 or 6 Tiny Tim songs in my studio. I could play them. I really could. You know, Earth Angel, Great Balls of Fire, Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight. Ooh, I can't even imagine that one. Help me, help me. Anyway, Me and the Man on the Moon. And you know, I do have some. I do. I really, really do. So you let somebody other than Shauna and Victoria, you let me know. Yeah, you let me know. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. You know, somebody needs to save you guys from me sometimes, you know. I tend to have a quirky sense of humor sometimes, and you guys have to suffer for it. But that's just how it goes. I know you can deal with it, but I'm not going to play Tiny Tim today. So you're okay. You can breathe again. It's all right. You can breathe again. Push your heart back down in your chest where it belongs. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Nobody has to have a nervous breakdown or anything. It's all right. Okay. Speaking of good stuff to play, were we? Anyway, now we are. We're going to play a 1956 version by the Million Dollar Quartet and a 1970 version by Elvis of Little Cabin Home on a Hill.
Well,
Jack said
sang
some Bill Monroe.
Oh,
Bill Monroe?
Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. There's someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to listen to the rain. We don't have no pain in our little cabin home on a hill.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm alone without your company. It seems there's a longing for you still. Oh, but I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on a hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here cabin. Cabin home on the hill. In our
cabin home over here.
We'll give you a half.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Yeah, he sent that to me too. So far, after the first three songs I played that weren't related to anybody, these songs have been ones that I was sent today by E. So we're kind of microcosming them. And then we're going to branch out and let the universe explode. That could be interesting. Anyway, how about a bit of John Denver? I think he probably thought, well, we'd need to calm down a little bit by now. You know, we don't want to send Susan to the showers too early. So here we go with John Denver doing Annie's song. Now, this song, Annie was his wife at that point in time, and they were separating, considering divorce, and he had just done a ski run and was going back up the mountain on the ski lift. He spent 10 and a half minutes writing this song for her. And as it turned out, they didn't get divorced. So, you know, writing music for the person you love has a purpose. It really has a purpose. Keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, this is Annie's song.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come let me love you. Come love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Annie's song. You know, when that first came out, nobody knew who Annie was. They had no idea. And it was just by people asking. Because we didn't have, when this came out, we didn't have go to the computer and Google it. That didn't happen back then. Okay? So you had to kind of ask around and listen, and DJs were a good source, you know, things like that, to find out what it was all about. And it did take you a little bit. But it was shortly everybody knew who Annie was and the background of this song. And talk about skyrocketing in popularity. Whoa. That was probably the best thing that could happen for this song. So besides the fact that John Denver wrote it, I mean, you know, hey, you know how that goes. Some people just touch things and they turn to gold. He was like that with songs that he wrote. Yeah. I'm glad he stayed with country and never tried to change, because he was good at that. He was excellent at that. And he could play the fiddle, and he could play the guitar, and I don't know what all. But he could fly a plane. I mean, good grief. The dude was so talented in many different fields. And he lived in Colorado in Aspen. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen that country? Now, if you don't like snow, don't go there in the winter. That's really not a smart idea. But in the fall and the spring especially, it's so wonderful around that country. It's, well, you got to be a mountain girl, I guess, but I loved it. I grew up with mountains, and I don't miss them so much here in Georgia, because there's rolling hills, but they've all got trees on them. It's fantastic. So I don't miss my forests so much in North Idaho, but I'd still like to see it again. I would. It'd be like going home. And I still have a lot of my family lives there. All of my sisters, my brother, they live there. So one brother still lives in Arizona, but there's no accounting for taste. Anyway, I love him anyway. It's okay. Cooked brain and all. But anyway, hello, Shauna. How are you doing today, girl?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's been raining all flipping day. I mean, we're talking pour out the buckets, Lord. Every once in a while, those rain bills
get full.
Oh,
honey, you don't have to tell me about the weather. I live in the same state. It's been pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're still 3 hours away.
At least
it could be different.
Hot, though. It feels marvelous outside. There's no hot weather, so I love it.
And I've got my front door wide open because I have that enclosed porch, so I don't have to worry so much about the bugs. That's okay. But the cat gets to go in and out, and she loves it. The dog doesn't care because he's wherever I am. But the rain scares that poor little bugger to death. He just lays at my feet and shakes.
It's just a rainy day in Georgia. Mm.
Yes. And it's going to be a rainy
raining
night.
And foggy weather.
Now, how many? Well, I don't have fog. Which surprises
me.
I have
low clouds, girl. Can't even see my front yard.
Oh, wow. No, I don't have any of that here. It's rainy. It's cloudy, but it's high clouds, you know. So
yeah, we got low clouds. But, hey, it's good weather. It's good singing weather. We don't get all hot and bothered.
Well, plus the humidity in the air keeps your throat lubricated without having to take a swig of water after every three lines that you sing.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to top John Denver, because his song was beautiful and he's brilliant, but I'm next.
Well, honey,
so.
You don't need to top him. You don't need to top anybody. It,
I couldn't top
him
if I wanted to, but I did pick out a song for everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to sing live. So if you hear any background noises, just know my son is home and he's loud.
It's all right. We can ignore him.
And my dog, Vicky,
likes to
join in.
You should get him to sing with you. You should have a chorus and get him to sing with you on the chorus.
That's right. But, guys, I'm going to sing a Beatles song. That's right.
Hey, okay.
So, uh-huh. I'm going to try to rock it with the Beatles today. I'm going to do Get Back. It's one of my favorite songs from theirs, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Now you do. another brilliant writer, Paul McCartney, as with John Denver, it only took Paul McCartney 10 minutes to write this whole song, music and all. Words, music and all.
Now, what name? Am I hearing Tom McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. My ears just weren't working right. I didn't think you'd really say
okay.
Tom.
It could just be my background noises. You probably didn't hear me right. But, yeah, Paul McCartney. But
no,
another
it's the accent. It's the accent.
Yeah. You know,
no,
I'm so sorry, y'all,
one.
But I'm a true Southern woman, and I cannot hold back sometimes. Forgive my accent. If you can't understand,
well,
I sort of
have become one in the past 8-9 months.
Well, it still takes many years to require the ability to do what I do.
Well,
confuse people
I'm
with
not,
my accent,
I'm,
that is.
Well, I'm not going to try. It's just if it happens, it happens. Oh, well. I'm waiting for my mama to say something. She hasn't said anything yet, and I've talked to her on the phone. I'm waiting. She'll wait until I'm there and say,
I better get on going in this song because, like I said, waves can burst in at any moment. So, all right, this is just me doing Get Back from the Beatles live, everybody. All right.
Go.
Well, you're going to have to wait for a second because when it's live, you're commercial. Hey, guess what, everybody? Did you know you can save 90% on your homeowner's insurance? Oh, yeah. Here
That's
we go.
A lie.
JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo.
Yay! Good job, girl.
Thank Thank you, Carol. I was so surprised nobody else in my household decided to join in.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah.
Are they awake?
Yes, they're all awake, but as you know, my man is in his man cave, and Wade's usually playing games somewhere.
Well, okay. I was going to say, you should shake them or hit them alongside the head with a 2x4 and wake them up.
Exactly. But I was glad to be able to, you know, participate in your show today because,
yeah,
you know, we support each other. That's what we do.
Yes, and it's been a long time since you've had a chance to be here. I mean, what was setting up YouTube and then being sick so much the last couple of years, you know, you just didn't have a chance to be here, and you were missed. You were missed.
Yeah, but, you know, since it's almost summer, kid is home, sicknesses are gone right now, going to knock on wood, a new YouTube channel launching, I feel a little bit better, actually. I mean, a little bit more.
Oh, good.
Boost in my step. When you have a new project or a new adventure to go on, it just kind of gives you a little bit more of a boost. You know, it kind of kind of helps you. So
it's
been trying this winter, but we're all doing good now, and really excited for YouTube on Monday. And girl, my legs have been shaking like a leaf on a tree.
Well, that will go away about 5 or 10 minutes into the show. Until then.
Yes, ma'am, but it's still the first 5 or 10 minutes that we have to look forward to.
Yeah. You got to get
to
that.
But we'll be all right. We'll be all right, you know.
Oh,
just
thank
you all for the support. Thank you, Miss Jenny, for giving me some time today. I surely appreciate it. I will not be a stranger.
Oh, good. I will look forward to having you on the show more often because, yeah, I missed you, girl. I really did. I missed you.
Well, so I'm not that far away, and I will come back to visit. I promise.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm not
going
to put my channel through listening to me sing, so if I ever want to sing something, you know, and also want to talk to my girlfriend, I know to call you.
It's going to have to be here, yes. And you're welcome anytime. You know that, honey. You know that.
Thank you, Miss. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for putting up with me.
Hey, baby, thanks for thinking about doing it. I like that because it sounds a whole lot better you doing it live than it does with me trying to play a recording into my mic because that just the sound
quality.
Actually,
I'm preferring the live better myself. It's just you never know what surprises might come in the room.
Hey, that's okay. You know, it's like when they used to do live TV. You don't know what's going to happen, and sometimes it's hilarious. So don't worry about it. It could be a good thing.
Well, I'm going to get back to listening to your show, sweetheart, and I got to cook supper,
honey.
But I'm going to be having your show on while I do so. I love everybody. I love you, too. I
better
start cooking dinner. Men of mine start getting angry at me, giving me those eyes.
Oh, yes. You gotta keep the man fed, honey. You got to keep the man fed. They're like bears.
Yes, you do, and
they
eat first
when they get hungry. And he's got that beard that makes him look like a bear. So you need to be careful around them when they're hungry.
Oh, yeah. I do enjoy the beard thing he's got going on. You either love it or you hate it.
Oh,
so I had to love it.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is. Him with his beautiful, long, thick beard and me with my long, thick hair. Boy, do we make a couple.
And he needs that beard, okay? You know what I'm saying.
He really does need that beard. Right now, it's all the fad now these days with men over 40. They like that Viking look that's been so popular because all the TV shows. You know, they're into that. Plus, men just want to brag that they can grow facial hair because some men couldn't. Some men can't grow facial hair.
That's true. That's very true. And it's kind of a counterbalance. So it's a good thing he can.
Well, I think it's I, I, I just I find it comical, but he started the beard thing and the shaved head thing long before any of these Viking shows came out. So I will say he's not more of a follower. He's more of a leader. Maybe they just get their look from him. No.
Hey, you know, why not? What, turn
well, he's
here,
been doing it since 2006 or 7, so he's been having that, he's had that look for a while now, and that was way before even Game of Thrones came out. So, you know.
It worked. It
maybe,
works.
Maybe he influenced. Who knows?
It works. It could be that way.
Well,
it's
yeah,
possible.
It could. I mean, he was doing those beard videos for a while there. No, I will not share his link, folks. It's long been past dead. He doesn't do it anymore. But anyway,
well, okay,
Penny,
honey.
I got to go, honey. Thank
yes.
you for letting
yes.
me have some time on your show and for the you know, the, just the friendly conversation we had today. I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you for thinking about coming on and doing it. I appreciate that.
Well, I love y'all.
Love
everybody.
You too, honey.
Later,
we'll talk to you soon. Bye, sweetie.
All righty, we will.
Okay. She did a good job. You know, I'm not blowing smoke. She really did a good job. I thought it was good. So here we go with the last Elvis song that he sent me today. Well, the last song that he sent me today. And good timing. Hey, no problem. This is from way back on the Ed Sullivan Show, back in the day. And it's When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Thank you very much. Here's a song from my album, Friends. Before we do this song, I'd like to tell everybody that that they made this the best Christmas that we've ever had. We would like to thank everybody for all the wonderful Christmas presents and Christmas cards and birthday presents that came in. I got exactly 282 teddy bears during the Christmas holidays. We have the walls lined with them. And we'd like to tell you that we deeply appreciate it. We're sorry that we couldn't give each one of you a new Lincoln, but they wouldn't sell us that many. Well, when my blue
teddy bears. Wow. Anyway, here is Creedence Clearwater Revival. I put a spell on you. Well, you might suspect. Anyway, okay. All right. How about something from the 60s? it was one of my favorites. It really was. It's called The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The Box Tops. Oh, what year? Crumb. 66? That's what my brain wants to say. But my brain is kind of scattered, so don't take my word for it. But yes, it was The Box Tops. And I just love that song. It's short, sweet, but I like it. I do like it. Okay, here's another one from way back when. And I'm not so sure any of you are going to remember this one. Julie London. Now, she ended up playing the head nurse on Emergency, but before that, she was a torch singer, if you all know what a torch singer is. But anyway, that lady could sing, and she ended up being an actress. But that's okay, because she did a pretty good job anyway. So here is a song called I'm Glad There Is You.
In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you. World of overrated pleasures and underrated treasures. To live with you beside me. This world's so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me in this world. There is you.
Told you. A torch singer. You bet. Man. Okay. Now, it's different. The one I'm going to play. It's by T-Rex. That tells you how different it is. But you know what? It was real, real popular. Real popular. Because of the subject matter. But you know what? It's fun. So here's T-Rex with Bang a Gong.
Thank you.
That one had some tidbits in it, didn't it? And I ain't pointing them out. No, 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 no. You guys can go back and find them for yourselves if you want to. They're there. Anyway, you know, we got some good music can cure almost anything if you play the right kind of music. You know, it just makes everything better. It does. It just makes everything better, or it supports your bad mood or your depression or whatever and works it out for you. And then you can play some different music and all of a sudden you find that you're okay. I like music for that reason, because it can make everything okay if you let it. If you don't let it, you're not going to get anything out of it. Not anything, but let music make the difference for you. It's right there. And I think that's what it was for. So speaking of that, here's Herman's Hermits. I always loved that because I knew the leader's name was Peter Noon. Uh-huh. I have read a couple of times where they got Herman's Hermits, and I have no idea. I don't remember. I just remember that Peter Noon was the leader and his name is not Herman. I thought that was a little freaky, but okay. All right, no problem. It's probably better than being called Blueberry Nubbins or something, you know. Anyway, here is A Kind of Hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen, baby,
go back a little farther to the 40s. It's been a while since we've been back there, but the Andrews Sisters is worth the trip. So here is Show Me the Way to Go Home. I love it. It's so fun.
When I'm happy, when I'm happy, singing all the while, I don't need nobody then to show me how to smile. when I've been out on the spree, toddling down the street with this little melody. Everyone I greet, show me the way to go.
Jaws, this was the song that they sang down in the cabin, getting drunk as skunks before the shark attacked. Yeah, that's why I remember it. I mean, you know, who wouldn't remember what happened right before the shark got you? But anyway, that's where you've probably heard this before, and it was from the 1940s, the Andrews Sisters. They were three sisters, not triplets, just sisters, and they sang during World War II, entertained the troops, and did movies, and they were great. I loved their harmonies. It was great. And if you watched them on the movies, they had them doing choreography that was hilarious. So if you ever get a chance to see clips of the Andrews Sisters, go for it. It's fantastic. All right, it's time for a little levity. That means funny. I've got the other version of that Charlie Daniels Uneasy Rider. I played version 2 for you. Well, here's version 1 from 88. And this is even funnier. So have a listen.
Me and my buddy got us a wild hair and figured we wanted to go somewhere, so we loaded up my ragtop Chevrolet. We had a little bit of money and a whole lot of show, and with Hank Jr. blaring on the radio, we got a tank full of gas and we was on our way. We figured we'd go down to New Orleans, and we were barreling down old 17 when a man with a blinking red light was on our tail. He said, you were doing 60 and a 45, but I'm gonna let you go this time. But if I catch you again, I'm gonna slap you in the county jail. We said, thank you, sir. You sure been nice, and you ain't gonna have to tell us twice that we were southbound and down with the wind blowing in our faces. We kept on rolling, and pretty soon the radio was cooking out a haggard tune, and we were pulling into Houston and checking out all them places. I was feeling dry, and I said, I think we ought to stop and get ourselves a drink. Old Jim said, yeah, but we got time to kill. We kept on rolling, and I seen this spot. We pulled into the parking lot of this place called the Cloud Nine Bar and Grill. We walked through the door, and the place was jammed. The lights were low. They had a punk rock band and some orange-haired feller singing about suicide. I said, Jim, this ain't our kind of place. He said, well, let's just have one round anyway. So against my better judgment, we walked on inside. Went up to the bar, and as we sat down, this feller walked up and said, I'll buy this round. And he sat down on a bar stool next to Jim. He looked like a girl, but he talked like a guy. Had lipstick on and mascara in his eye, and everybody in that place looked just about like him. I said, Jim, this ain't our kind of bar. Let's just go on out and get back in the car, because it's going to be trouble. Ain't no sense in taking a chance. We was getting up, getting ready to leave. Somebody grabbed old Jim by the sleeve. It was this good-looking girl. She was asking my buddy to dance. I said, Jim, don't do it. There's something missing. There's fellers dancing and fellers kissing. There's a feller in a high-heeled shoes wearing pantyhose. He said, partner, I just can't turn this down. You just go over there and have one more round. I'll dance with the lady and we'll get on down the road. So he walked away and left me alone. And this funny-looking feller kept coming on. And he was making me mad at some of the things he said. And then he put his hand on my knee. I said, if you don't get your paw off me, I'm going to locate your nose around on the side of your head. He said, I love it when you get that fire in your eye. I said, well, partner, try this on for size. And I unloaded on him. He went out like a light. Everybody in that place must have been his friend. They all headed for me. I said, this is the end, but where I come from, we don't give up without a fight. They were screaming and yelling and scratching and clawing. I was punching and hitting and kicking and pawing. I was holding my own because I've been in a scrap or two. Old Jim come running up out of the blue, and that gal he was with come running up too and proceeded to beat on me with a high-heeled shoe. I grabbed her by the hair and come off in my hand, and that beautiful girl was just a beautiful man. Old Jim just got sick right there on the floor. He dropped that dude like a shot from a gun, smeared his lipstick, made his makeup run, and me and old Jim started fighting our way to the door. Man, we let out of there in that Chevrolet, and I put her on the floor and she stayed that way. We was going down the highway doing about 110. We was headed for home and we was getting near, and then a red light come on in the rear view mirror, and that same blame cop was pulling us over again. Well, I'm sitting here in this county jail. I had to call my daddy to go our bail, but I learned me a lesson that I never will forget again. I done give up drinking, I've give up bars, and running around the country in souped up cars, going back where the women are women and the men are men.
Now, you gotta admit, you gotta laugh out of that. I don't know how you could listen to that and not laugh. That was hilarious. Charlie Daniels was good at that stuff, you know. It's just, he was just playing good. We've lost him too, but amazing. Totally amazing. All righty then. Next, I can get the computer to agree, which I can't. But okay, let's go around the side door here. We can open the screen. Da-da-da. Yes, found it. Yee-haw. Okay. This is Willie Nelson. And this is something. This will help you to catch your breath. And your blood can stop racing, and you can have some iced tea and cool down. This is Willie Nelson singing, I'll Love You Till the Day I Die.
you once, and that was a long, long time ago. You probably don't remember me, but I thought I'd let you know. That one short conversation is still the reason why I love you till the day I die. You knew I was an honest man. I guess I knew it too. But if I'd known then what I know now, I'd trade it all for you. And when you turned and walked away, I didn't bat an eye, but I love you till the day I die.
Sometimes you think he's going to go forever, but of course we know that's not going to happen. But you don't show any signs of stopping yet, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. As long as he's happy and he's able to navigate, let him go as long as he will go. I hope he doesn't end up ODing, which I doubt at this point in his life. But don't go while he's driving. Don't go while he's doing something. Let him have a really good time and go to bed and just not wake up. That would be perfect. We'll see. God has a plan, so we'll see. We'll see. All right, guys, I got 9 minutes. And so I want to say right now, so I don't run out of time, thank you for being with me for the show today. Thank you, Shauna, for coming on and singing that song. You did a great job, girl. And it was good to have you back on the show again. And now that you're don't have blog talk shows and you're going with YouTube, I hope you come back often. I hope you have a chance to come back often. And, hey, guys, thank you for being in the chat and doing all the crazy things we do during the week when we're on the chat. It's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. And everybody out in the internet land, thank you for coming and listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a fun time with this music, because that's what music is for. And just come back again. Sunday we've got a gospel show rolling, so come back and see what's going on there. Until then, I got a couple more songs. Here is Love Me Two Times with The Doors.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Love me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Love me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today.
Oh,